We are less than 1 week away from actual Auburn basketball. Let's go. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and we are ready to get after. I said real basketball. I mean, it's real basketball, but it's not real basketball. We got some exhibition. We got an exhibition game coming up, and then we got another exhibition game shortly after that. We got to break it down. We got some maybe some possible injury stuff to talk through, some sickness stuff to talk through. How are we going to work these rotations? We got so many options. How do you figure out who to put out when? And then just talk about exhibitions in general. I know Zepp's got some stories. We got some super secret exhibitions that aren't really secrets and stuff like that that we're going to get into. Before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Get your retirement in order. Get your savings in order. There's no reason not to double check, triple check, quadruple check. Make sure you're doing everything that you can do to get yourself to the finish line. Get everything, make sure everything's going in the right direction. Eliminate fees, delete the IRS, take advantage of products that you need to be taking advantage of. Let Ford take a look over it. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. A $1,500 value, free portfolio analysis straight from your boy Ford Stokes. Big Auburn fan, you can guarantee none of your money will ever go to Alabama's NIL if you invest with Ford Stokes. So give him a shout. Tell him where Eagle, tell him he sent you, and make a friend at the same time. Zepp, we got an exhibition game on Sunday, Auburn versus Furman. It's here, man. Basketball is we've talked about it for a couple of weeks now, but we can see the finish line. We can see tip off right around the corner. I know you got to be as excited as I am.
I'm super excited. I know the guys are super pumped. You know, me, you know, having that experience of being in BP system, being in his practices, with the intensity they play with in it. Those guys are excited to play against new guys. It's yes. Always good to play against new people when you didn't practice against the same guys for months and months and months. Now you get to beat up on different guys. So now with this being an exhibition game, all week it's going to be like trying to go to sleep. You're going to be like, oh man, I got an exhibition game. I'm super excited. So this week they're super pumped. I'm super pumped. I'm ready for them to beat the brakes off someone from me watching those practices. And, you know, and hearing the things, you know, that the team that went through and, you know, from the goods and the bads, I just think they're ready to prove to themselves and also to BP that they're ready to play.
Let's go. You mentioned something there that I want to touch on. So basketball, we've talked about it, has the most unique preseason. You have such an extremely long time that you're practicing against each other. And Bruce builds such depth. Like, we're talking squads. Like, you're talking about you got a starting five, and then you got a second five that could be a starting five for a lot of places. And y'all are going up against each other and just fighting. Like, y'all – it has to be to a point where y'all might hate each other before you got to get to another opponent because you're beating up on each other every single week. Like, how is that – I mean, when it finally gets here, how does it feel when it finally gets here?
Oh, it feels refreshing. It's like one of those moments of you asking your mom, can you get a piece of candy? And she always tell you no. And then that one day she tell you yes. So every player in that locker room, they might not say it, but it's like excitement. It's like one of those things, like it's like Christmas. Like if you're a calm player, in your mind, you're jumping around. You're literally losing your mind because you're like, oh, I get to play against new guys. I'm finna go crazy. We finna go win. I'm finna come out here with all types of energy. So it's pretty exciting, you know, and just being a player, just putting on that jersey and getting to run up and down that court, seeing that shot clock, seeing that score, and when the buzzer rang and you see we won, it's like you get that first little joyful game out the way. It don't count, but it's like it counts in your head. So like yes. It's one of those things. I get all my misses. I get my makes in. So if you have a bad game, it's like, okay, cool. It was an exhibition game. I know what I need to work on. I know what I can do. So it be just like that.
There you go. Hey, real off sidebar. Mom takes you into the store, says, go pick out your favorite piece of candy. What is it? Number one piece of candy. What you got?
Gummies. I'm going with the gummies. I'm
gummy
going
bears,
with gummies.
Gummy worms. What do we got?
I gotta go with the gummy bears.
There you go. There you go. I'm a Reese's guy. I like the big cups. I like to get the big old thick ones.
I don't think the players can eat Reese's cups for the game, but no. I do know those guys eat gummy worms and gummies during the games.
Okay, I got you. Good deal. Hey, so there's some talk about nothing serious, okay? But there's some, you know, you've been banging on each other for 2 months now. There's some people dinged up. There's some guys, hey, the weather changing, getting some little sicknesses. Let's talk about that. I'm hearing JPP got a little bit of a dinged up thumb. Don't know a lot of details about it. What's the outlook there? How long do you think he'll be out, if any? What are you hearing there?
From what I'm hearing, I was expecting to be playing. Most definitely, if it was me, I'm going against my former team.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't got no choice but to play. I left for a reason, and I went to a Power 5 school, so I'm going to expect him to play no matter what.
That's a really good point.
A jacked up ankle, I'm playing against my former team. I'm playing against my former coach. I'm going to make my former coach miss me. So I would expect him to play. And, you know, Miles, you know, he's just coming back from being sick. So he got the whole week to kind of prepare to get him ramped up to each day, to stay in the gym, to get shots up, you know, just to get back into things that he was in before he got sick. So I would expect both of those guys to play.
Yeah, so you made a really good point. It's really tough, no matter how tough the injury is. I know thumbs can be tricky because, you know, that's kind of a big deal in basketball. You got to use your hands. So the thumbs can be a big deal. So I could see him sitting out as a precaution, but as a human, it's hard to imagine that you're going to sit going up against your former team. Like that's one, like you said, you want to get in there and mix it up. You want to go drop 30 on them because that's the team you left. You got to show them, hey, I made the right decision. I'm going here. Why I left you guys. But and then Miles, like everybody was texting me after tip off at Tumors. Hold. Where's Miles? What's going on? Where's Miles? I'm like, y'all chill. We've had this weather, you know, Alabama weather. You can be 95 degrees, and then all of a sudden the temperature drops down, and you got people in hoodies and sweaters at tip off or Tumors. You got dudes in the basketball players are in like sweaters and pullovers and sweatpants. So like it's chilly. He's going through some stuff. It's been pretty bad from what I understand. He's been out for, you know, at least a week. So him getting his strength back this week is going to be big. I think he'll probably see some minutes, but it wouldn't shock me if they held him out either. But I think you got to take, if you're JP, you got to tape your thumb up. You got to put something on, like you got to put a club on and dribble with your left hand, whatever you got to do to make it happen. You can't miss that whole game going against your former team.
You can't. It's one thing or another, but one thing for sure, if it was me, I'm not missing that game. If I had to play the College of Charleston, I don't care how hurt I am.
Yeah.
Hey, doctors, wrap me up, take me up, give me some medicine. Let's go.
Give
I'm
me that
ready.
Good
I'm
stuff.
Down. Give me that good stuff. Give me the imaginary juice. Let's go. Like,
have you ever seen Varsity Blues? The movie Varsity Blues?
I don't think I've never seen it.
So that's an old high school football movie, and there's a player in there, and he's got a hurt knee, and the coach says, make him understand. make him understand. He's got to take that shot. We got to get in there and get after it. But, no, I'm with you. It's that's going to be a fun one. It's a closed but open scrimmage. It's not one of those secret scrimmages we're going to talk about, or exhibitions we're going to talk about in a minute. So we're going to get some insight. You know, Zepp's going to have some insight shortly after the game. Obviously, we'll get some insight as well. These ones that are supposed to be closed door, they don't keep secrets very well. And we'll talk about that in just a second again. But we'll definitely keep you updated on that. I want to switch gears a little bit because there's a talking point, Zepp, that I want to get your opinion on. And it's one that I think if it's significant, it's something that might be – I don't know, maybe frustrating, especially start out of the gate because you have such a heavy schedule load coming up, especially out of conference. But the narrative or the talk is that it takes Bruce a few games to kind of figure out the correct rotations as far as like when you get into the, you know, the first few minutes when you have to sub who comes in with who plays with who. And you're going to try a lot of things out because, again, you're only practicing against yourself. You don't know how it goes into a game. So talk about how long does it typically take to really reel that in? Is it something that's sort of ongoing? And then just your overall take on how Bruce works to find those right rotations.
Well, the way he works on rotations is, first, he start off with a couple of games and see if those rotations he have works. If those rotations works, he keeps the same momentum and keeps it going. But if those rotations don't work, he goes to his drawing board, go to assistant coaches, go to his whole staff and figure out what's the plan, what is our weakness, how can we get better, how can our strength be better, which spot is our weakness, which guy can we take out the lineup to go with the second group to get them guys going. Because if you don't have guys in the second group that are going to get your team going, that means someone out the first group that have a little bit of swag that can go with those second guys will go with those guys also. So yeah, it kind of just depends on how are we going to start this season. That's why these two exhibition games are going to be key, because he's going to see what type of rotation he can work with, what players are going to fit with each other, and also what guys can listen, what guys can, you know, come out the huddle when he drop a play and know the plays and, you know, just play team basketball. A lot of guys come out and think it's going to be super easy when it's not. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what teams he go with, what type of rotations he go with, and, you know, these two games will be key.
So walk us through, so the casual fan that doesn't really understand exactly what a rotation is. So if you're just watching basketball and you don't know a lot of details about it, you got your starting five. You can't just sub out all five typically and put in the next five because, you know, like you mentioned, last year, a lot of times you brought Chad off the bench because that second rotation may not have had quite of the offensive, you know, the offensive prowess if you put them in just the whole group in. So you maybe bring Chad off the bench to help, you know, supplement some offense there. Talk about what is a rotation, okay? And then sort of the importance of being able to find that right mix of like when who comes off and who goes in.
A rotation is basically like a role. Like BP, he's one of those guys, like when you look at his style, the point guard probably come out the first 3 minutes. If y'all watched last year, like Aiden or Trey probably came out the game the first. And then he probably would sub out the five or four man. And then I probably would say the 3 man would come out next after then. And then he just would, you know, sub in guys one after one. He's not one of those guys who sub five in, five out.
Yeah.
So it's like every time he subs, you know what time you're coming out. Like, yeah, Unless you're super hot. If you start the game hot, you're going to stay in the game longer than what you expect. Because being at Auburn, you're going to play at least 20 to 25 minutes. You're going to split minutes with your guy, your one man, your two man, your three, your four, and a five. So one guy might play 23, the other one might play 26. So either way, you know what time you come out of the game.
Exactly. That's super interesting. So it's not so much like if you got two point guards that are relatively close, it's not so much that one of them's going to play like straight 10 minutes and then you're going to sub in the next guy for five and then you put the next guy. It's not so much of like one guy is getting a blow from the, like getting a break from the other. You have to be strategic about it. Like you have to be strategic about when he comes out. So maybe you take a guy out a little bit quicker. Like you said, the point guard last year may have come out at the 3 or 4 minute mark so that you could still stagger the point guard with the one with the two and the three, and then you take them out at different times. Like it's not just as easy as it is on like Xbox, where you just sub in dudes and the computer does it for you. Like you got to be very, very strategic about it on how you do those things. So I love that technical aspect, that the way you break it down, because I don't think we get a lot of that. I don't think we have a lot of that in-depth discussion. And that's something that these, like you said, these two exhibition games, the knock is, hey, we'll start off the year against Vermont and we're trying to figure out rotations and we're still figuring it out when we could be trying to win the game. And you got two really good exhibition games where you kind of go ahead and get a head start on those. And I kind of dig that. So love that talk. Last quick thing, exhibitions in general. Zep, this year there's this like super secret scrimmage. And I say super secret in quotation marks because y'all don't keep good secrets. y'all don't keep good secrets. We end up finding out a lot about it anyway. But there's not one really this year, but in the past there's been. So talk about those. Like when you have an exhibition or you have one of these secret practices, is there much difference to that in a game? Or do you kind of treat it like a dress rehearsal? Like, is it two halves? Is it two 20-minute halves? Like you play a real game, or is it situate? Like how do these exhibition deals, especially the ones that are like literally behind closed doors, like no fans or anything like that, how does all that work?
You know, when I was there, and I would expect it to be the same way, but when we did it, it was just like a game. You had refs. They called a game as normal, with just no fans was in there. Like you said, it's just one of those things that, you know, even though it's an exhibition, it's closed doors, BP still want to win. At the end of the day, he treated it like a regular game. You know, if it's a blowout, he treated it as the players that don't get the minutes will play. Yeah. But if it's not a blowout, those guys won't play. But all scholarship players will touch the court, because it's one of those things that he takes this, like I say, it's a regular game. You're going to go to the board. You're going to watch film. You're going to run out, do layup lines, and you're going to jump ball. You're going to feel the intensity as soon as you step foot on the court, because those guys on the other team is going to feel the same way. So exhibition games are kind of crucial, because when I was there, I don't know if y'all remember, they're a D1 team now, but I think it was like Indiana State. Those guys were up on us by 10. My first year, we had Jabari Walker.
Yeah.
And those guys were beating us, and we was like, we was shocked.
Yeah.
But we ended up winning the game. Those guys played good, and we noticed we had more work to do. Yeah. These guys were a Division II team, one of the top Division II teams. So
it was Barry, wasn't it? Barry or something, like, was it somebody like that, maybe?
No, I think it was Indiana State.
It was Indiana State, okay.
Gotcha. Indiana State, because I think BP used to coach there. He won his first national championship there.
Okay.
So those guys were up on us, and we figured, we came into the locker room like, oh, my God, these guys are really good. Are we really trash? Which one is it? So
yeah,
I think we're trash. So when we came out that second half, we adjusted, we learned new things, and we actually learned ourselves. So the guys are going to learn their selves, their team, their coaches.
Yeah.
Just from this exhibition game.
Yeah. So I think y'all also played UAB a couple of times. Am I right? You played maybe there and at Auburn in like a closed door thing. Is that right?
Closed door scrimmage. And it was pretty interesting, because UAB have had great teams over the past 2-3 years. So it was one of those things that there was an NCAA tournament team. So it actually was exciting and fun to play those guys, because we was pumped and rallied to play those guys, because they felt like they could beat us.
Yeah.
So we felt it, and I tell
what
you
happened,
this,
though, Zep? What happened?
We won both games. We came out with a lot of energy,
buzzer beaters, or we, you put
we
it
came
on.
Out, we came out winning. I know. For one, we won both games by 20 points. And when I took that first year with Jabari and Walker, We was flying around
Yeah.
us like bumblebees playing defense with our head on fire. We
Love
we
it.
were so pumped to play in that exhibition game. We just was pumping that close scrimmage.
Does the caboose wants to get in on the exhibition games, don't they? The guy they call him the caboose. The guys at the end of the bench, the walk-ons, they're ready to get in those games, huh?
We try to make sure they get in at any of these games because we want them to get a little bit of touch, you know, of the real action. But most of the times, everyone is going to get to play.
Speaking of, all right, so this is the last thing. This is completely off topic, but talking about the caboose. So there's some there was a time, and I can't remember if it was during your time or not, like they sort of got a lot of ESPN time with their celebrations. Like when you hit threes or when you dunk, like they got some kind of celebrations on the end. Do y'all see stuff like that? Do you see them practicing like or was the group that you were in, was that any, or I guess did they do that when you were there? Was that before your time?
They did it when I was there.
Yeah.
Those guys really practice on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting because they actually stay at the practice to learn to learn and do those type of things. So it's kind of like one of
They
those
do
things that
post-practice celebration
post
practices.
practice, before practice,
I love it.
it's pretty interesting though.
I love it. I love the energy. The energy is just like from the start of the bench all the way down to the end. It's a big time. We got some basketballs right around the corner, and we got some big exhibition games. We got one on Sunday, and then one on, I guess, Saturday, the first. I think Saturday, it's either Friday or Saturday is the first. It's November 1st, and then November 4th is Vermont, the first game. So we got a lot of action to talk about, and it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of kick this season off and have some fun just growing this thing and talking to you about basketball, Auburn basketball. So, Zepp, I really appreciate it again, man. Tell them how they can find you, how to support you, all that good stuff.
Find me on Twitter at RIP underscore QUAN5, Instagram at RIP underscore QUAN12.
Yes, sir. You can catch me every single day on the Top Button Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter, the underscore Charlie underscore five. And we're going to be here once or twice a week. And then we'll get some live post game stuff going on during the season. It's just going to be a lot of fun celebrating and having fun with this Auburn Hoops program. Guys, I really appreciate it. We'll be around soon. Catch us next time. Thanks again. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.